Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we have two programs in one, but it's all about the same theme, and that is this Friday evening, March 8th, an incredible performance will be happening at the Liberty Theater in downtown Astoria, Oregon. Award-winning writer Rick Bass, one of this country's most intelligent and sensitive short story writers, according to the New York Times, and Missoula-based art folk band Stella Rondo, the sound of the new Western frontier, the Missoulan, will perform at the Liberty Theater to celebrate their new CD release, Rick Bass and Stella Rondo. The evening will feature original music by Stella Rondo and short stories read by Rick Bass in accompaniment with the score. So today, by phone, I have Caroline Keyes on the line. We're going to speak with her first from her home in Missoula, Montana, about Stella Rondo. And then in the second half of the program, we'll be speaking with award-winning author Rick Bass from his home in the Yaak Valley in Montana. So for now, we have Miss Caroline Keyes on the phone. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Donna.
Awfully glad to have you on the program this morning.
Oh, well, it's an honor to get to talk to you.
Well, I for a lot of folks who may not be familiar with Stella Rondo, because I think you might still be a little bit under the radar, but I know that's not going to be happening for much longer. I know you originally came to Astoria because you were visiting your friends, Blind Pilot. Some of the members of Blind Pilot are friends with you all, and you came through Astoria, and there was a spontaneous performance in the lobby of the Cannery Pier Hotel and Spa, and then the owner and KMUN said, we have to bring them back so that everyone can experience this. So what is Stella Rondo? How did Stella Rondo happen?
Oh, goodness. Well, Stella Rondo, as of February 2013, is 3 years old. I can't believe, I'm terrible at math, 2 years old, 3 years old. The kind of the idea for the project started when I took a challenge called the RPM Challenge in February 2010. I and probably 1,500 other people around the world signed up and said, I will write and record an album of original music during the month of February. And so I sat down in my living room and I learned how to use recording gear and made a 10-song record all by myself, almost, that February. And I got to the finish line with 10 songs in my pocket. And I kind of, at that moment, thought, okay, well, that's the finish line. But realized it was actually the starting line for a new project. And one person who I had included on that recording in my living room was Gibson Hartwell, who is in Stella Rondo now, and I was a huge fan of his. He played in some of my favorite bands in Missoula, including Colin Malloy's band that he played with before the Decemberists called Tarkio. And, you know, Gibson was kind of this legend around town, and it took me a while to get up the guts to ask him to play with me. And he gladly did, and kind of sort of almost became a mentor from there on. And I feel so lucky to get to play with him. And he plays the pedal steel and electric guitars and various other instruments with us. And as time went on and I realized that was just the beginning of a project, I set a date to make a record with a real live engineer in Portland for that fall, for that September. So I kind of started just gathering people who I thought would be fun to play with. And
Stella Rondo was born out of all this.
Yes, this is where we came from. I had been playing in a bluegrass band with a woman who was not allowed to play percussion because it was a bluegrass band, but she had a master's degree in percussion, so she came along as a percussionist, and she's actually since left to go to grad school, but then Travis Yost, who plays upright bass in Stella Rondo, well, he just wouldn't leave me alone. he wanted to be a part of the project so badly. And I said, okay, let's you're in. Do you own a bass? And he said, no. But he picked one up before we went to record, about 2 weeks before we recorded. And then Bethany Joyce, who plays the cello and the musical saw like no one I've ever heard. You know, I'd always kind of admired her, and I asked if she'd like to join in. And so the five of us kind of put together this record that we went to record in Portland at Type Foundry. And that's sort of on that trip was where the idea to possibly work with an author came along.
Caroline, I want to just read something that's been written about you all. And first, why don't you tell us, what is the name Stella Rondo? Where did that come from?
Oh, well, Stella Rondo is the name of a character from Eudora Welty's short story called Why I Live at the P.O. And I'm originally from the American South, and Eudora Welty is a huge literary figure down there. And my parents took me to see her read Why I Live at the P.O. when I was in middle school, and I love the story, and I just love the sound of that character's name. So.
Oh, Stella Rondo is a beautiful name. So yeah. Here's what Brian Schott, who's the founding editor of the Whitefish Review, a very respected publication, said. Rick Bass and Stella Rondo mesmerize the audience from the first note to the last vibrations of the weeping saw. Start with the haunting voice and lyrics of Caroline Keyes. Throw in an astonishingly versatile and talented band, and then mix that up with the poetic storytelling of Rick Bass. And I can confidently say that I have never tasted such a beautiful ensemble of art. It's a magic recipe. And here you are, your brand new band. You're young. And also Montana Public Radio has said Stella Rondo's music is utterly unique, a cutting blend of orchestral folk and rock with splashes of bluegrass and country. When the band hooks up with an expert storyteller, Rick Bass, the performance is mesmerizing. I mean, again, and that you've woven something new and wonderful together here. So that is high praise for a really young band. And so you had this idea after you recorded your first album, which is Stella Rondo. And if people want to know more about Stella Rondo, you can go to their website, which I believe is just www.stellarondo.com. Is that correct?
You got it.
Okay. And because we have about, you know, maybe about 7 minutes left to talk about this. And so Stella Rondo was formed. You got all kinds of accolades. People really said these are some of Montana's best musicians who have come together to form this brand new sound. And then you had the idea to work with an author. And Rick Bass is, you know, very well known. I mean, a famous author in the United States and throughout the world, actually. And he lived in Montana, so you just decided to call him, Caroline?
Well, sort of. I've known Rick for a while, and as we were putting together the music to go record in Portland when we were first playing together, and we decided after about three rehearsals, we were like, somebody needs to hear this. We need to play this for someone, and so we weren't ready to perform at a show yet. But I called Rick, and he and his wife Elizabeth had us come play on their porch, which was such a huge treat. So he's actually kind of our original fan. And, of course, we're huge fans of his work. And so that's, you know, just it sort of evolved organically.
It sounds like it. It sounds like that. So your band played on his front porch. And then you have just finished this CD, which I think, didn't you debut this at the Missoula Book Festival or Festival?
The Humanities Montana Festival of the Book. We played to a big packed house at the Wilma Theater in Missoula, and it was such a festive night. It was a really magical time, and we're really excited to get to do that again in Astoria.
And I know that some people say your music is lush folk. It's one of those. It's kind of hard to describe. You have to experience it. It's again, the word that keeps being used is mesmerizing, and I think that is what happens, and that's what's going to be happening, obviously, at the Liberty Theater this Friday night. And when you decided that you would work with Rick, how did you score those stories? I mean, Rick is obviously, he writes books, he writes nonfiction and fiction. He has a lot of wonderful short stories. How did you decide what stories to use and how to score them?
Wow. Well, you know, within 20 minutes of asking Rick if he'd like to do a project like this, he sent us about 4 stories. And I will say it felt awkward at very first. You know, everybody just wasn't quite sure how to do it. And as we've moved through more and more stories, we figured out all these wonderful different points of entry. And some of the stories they're not as obvious as Peter and the Wolf, but they'll have different themes attached to animals or characters. And then some of the points of entry are more just cyclical. And it's funny, we've been scoring films as well lately, but the stories are really, it's really its own thing. And it is amazing to watch people listen and watch. It's amazing to watch the looks on the faces of our audiences, because it does kind of light up different parts of the brain to have music and story going on at the same time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that this is a kind of a little Northwest tour. You're going to be playing in Seattle on Thursday night, and then you come to Astoria for Friday night, and then you move on to Portland, where you're playing at Music Millennium on Sunday, and then on Monday night at the Secret Society Ballroom, where Literary Arts has some of their events.
Yes, we're very excited. We feel like we're hitting just some real gems on this trip.
Well, having you at the Liberty Theater is going to be a special experience for everyone who is within listening, you know, or driving distance of this area, because I think this is a very rare experience. I know when I was fortunate enough to see you last year when you were here very briefly, you came to visit your friends with Blind Pilot, and there are some whispers, and looks pretty serious, like they are going to, some of those members are going to show up and introduce you at the Liberty Theater, maybe play a couple of songs, which was kind of cool, and because everyone loves Blind Pilot here. And I know after the experience, Rick Bass and Stella Rondo, they will love you all. Any last thing that you would like the listening audience to know about the performance on Friday night, or the band itself, or your experience of Astoria?
Well, we've really only seen Astoria from the inside of a 1952 Cadillac driven by Spence. He gave us a wonderful tour of the city last time we were there last spring, and we're really excited to come back and take it. We actually saw the Liberty Theater from that tour, and we said, that's where we want to be. We want to come back and do this here. And so we're really excited that within a year this is happening.
It's true. And well, obviously it sounds like all the stars are aligned, and you've created something that critics are just again, that word, mesmerized by. So congratulations for that. And I know that this is part of your journey to On the Road to Ryman. You want to play at this famous Opry House in Nashville, and so this is part of your journey to do that.
Right.
And if people want more information about Stella Rondo, Rick Bass and Stella Rondo, obviously you can Google both names, and that will come out. And you can also, the Liberty Theater has information on their website about tickets. And any last thing, Caroline, before we say goodbye, and then I'm going to give Rick Bass a call.
Oh, goodness. I was trying to think of a Goonies quote. but we're just very excited to head your way, and yeah, really, really looking forward to getting back to Astoria.
Good. We're looking forward to having you. And again, this is you have created something which I think the art of storytelling and storytelling with music together, it is something that's quite new and wonderful, and we're very happy that you'll be coming, and look forward to seeing you on Friday night at the Liberty Theater. And thank you so much, Caroline, and enjoy the snow or whatever is happening in Missoula right now.
All right, will do.
Thanks so much, Caroline.
Thanks, Donna.
See you Friday. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about an incredible event which is going to be happening this Friday night, March 8th, at the Liberty Theater, an evening of songs and scored stories with Rick Bass and Stella Rondo. It's a CD release celebration, an amazing band and author from Montana. And the first half of the program, we spoke with Caroline Keyes. She is the founder of the band Stella Rondo. We spoke with her from her home in Missoula. And now we have on the line Rick Bass. He is living in the Yaak Valley in Montana. Hi, Rick. Are you there?
I am here. Hey, how are you?
Excellent. Thank you so much. And you're a Southern boy living in Montana.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago, I guess. But I guess I'm kind of both.
Yes. Well, you belong to the world, Rick. I have to say, before I ask you a few questions, I want to let the audience know a little bit more about you. Rick Bass has been called a national treasure by the Miami Herald. The San Francisco Chronicle said, Bass's language glistens with the beauty of the landscape he evokes. And, of course, the New York Times said, one of this country's most intelligent and sensitive short story writers. However, Rick doesn't just write short stories. Rick is the author of over 21 books of fiction and nonfiction. And he is well known as an award-winning author and environmental activist in the Yaak Valley. Actually, Rick, you are now known as being arrested with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at the White House a couple weeks ago. Do you want to tell us what happened there?
Yeah. Bill McKibben, a dear friend of so many environmental writers and needed some support out there. He was protesting the Keystone Pipeline, the proposed Keystone Pipeline that would come down out of the tar sands of Alberta, down through the middle of the U.S. and then out the Gulf and be shipped off to Asia. So he said, oh, let's round up some folks to go chain ourselves to the fence at the White House. And that's kind of how it went. He had some fantastic folks there. A lot of luminaries, a lot of incredible speakers, a lot of very, very moving speakers. It was kind of one of those moral quandaries, though. I was with handcuffs, and the time came to chain up, and I thought, okay, well, do I chain to the fence, or do I chain to Daryl Hannah, who's sitting right next to me? That would have been fun. That would have been interesting, but I went for ethics and just went to the fence.
That's a funny story, Rick, actually.
Riding the paddy wagon with Bobby Kennedy, my God. Now that he's out of office, you would not believe the jokes that he told. And, I mean, they were, like, so incorrect. They were funny. Oh, they were funny.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know if it's going to do any good or not, but it was good to fight, for sure.
That's good. Sometimes you just have to stand up and be with the people who are doing the things that they're doing. And you've always stood up for that. You've stood up for the Yaak Valley, as you know, for wilderness, for wildlife. So much of your writing is about the natural world, of which we are not separate, but somehow people seem to forget that.
Yeah, well, you know, that we love a story, of course, as does, I guess, everybody who is fortunate enough to drift out that far and wander through there. And I don't know, in the West, we love these little nooks and crannies, these small places where we can tuck in and kind of have a garden of a life. And there are bigger issues. The ocean is rising, and global warming is going to change everything at massive scales. But that doesn't mean you can't still keep loving these small plots of home, such as the Yaak Valley or y'all's lovely community.
And also, I think it's so important that we celebrate the beauty that's around us, and that's what you do with your short stories. The stories that I know are on the CD, Rick Bass and Stella Rondo, are they are, and I used the word earlier in the program with Caroline, because that's what the critics keep talking about, is mesmerizing. The stories that you wrote, they make us smile. They're humorous. They are poignant. And what did you think when you first heard about this idea of, you know, possibly let's score your stories to music?
Well, I thought it was an awful idea, but, you know, they're my friends. I wasn't going to tell them that, but I thought it was going to be hideous. I thought it would be really, really atrocious and unbearable.
And it turned out to be just the opposite.
Oh, yeah, no, it's luminous. I mean, I don't want to toot my horn, but this what we do is it is very pretty. It's gorgeous and has surprised us immensely. It is gorgeous. It's just very pretty and luminous.
I think that it is surprising what you all have created together, and that's why I'm hoping that whoever is listening to this and whoever can get in a car and drive to Astoria on Friday night, March 8th, will come to the Liberty Theater, because you just won't see this kind of, you won't have this kind of experience anywhere else. I'd never seen anything like it myself. When you came up to, when the band had played some songs with an incredible musical saw, and their music is just so haunting and beautiful, and then you came up and I thought, well, is he going to sing or what's he? And then you began to read this story, and it was, we just, all of us who were listening, you just took us on a journey somewhere else. It was phenomenal.
It is a surprising phenomenon, and you know, the stories, we select stories that have a good chance at eliciting that response, but the real driver is the, as you mentioned, is the music, the strokes and notes and waves that Stellarondo composes to fit under certain sentences, between certain sentences, above other sentences, in spaces, alongside the delivery of sentences. They're incredible musicians with, and sound affects us so strongly, so primally. And then I think what's going on, because we see it in every audience, they are moved, and I think it the performance stimulates two different sides of the brain at the same time, and it carves you up. It's a pretty intense, beautiful thing.
I know, and one of the critics was saying that when you hear one story in the music, and then you hear one in the narration, and that is a beautiful way, because we're hardwired for storytelling.
We are, and I think we're also kind of hardwired for multitasking these days, and so it's the best of both worlds. We get to you know, have both of those chambers of the brain glowing, illuminated, stimulated by multitasking, listening to a story musically and listening to a story that's being narrated, but it's such a low and gentle level, and so beautifully presented that it's not, you don't go away with that sugar rush, adrenaline crash that you get from usual multitasking. It's more, I don't know what it is, but it's, you know, money back if folks don't like it.
Well, it's fun too, and that's what's amazing, is that you're taking on this incredible journey with Stellarondo and Rick Bass, take you on this journey, and it's fun, and I think we all need to have moments where we are in wonder, because too much of the world is known, and we need to be surprised. And I think that's, if someone asked me about Rick Bass and Stellarondo, just from my experience, I would say it is surprising, it is wondrous, it's kind of awe-inspiring. It's just all these kinds of things that I think sometimes in our busy world we miss and we need.
Well, that's sweet and kind. I wouldn't disagree with you. Thank you.
And is there, you know, we only have a moment or two here on the program, Rick, is there, I know you're looking forward to coming back to Astoria, and I mentioned earlier that you're playing in Seattle, and then you go to universities and colleges throughout the nation, and you I know your books are being taught at universities throughout the nation here, and is there any last thing that you'd like to have anyone know before we let you go back to what you're doing in the Yaak Valley in Montana?
It's a big show for us. We hope that a lot of folks will get there. We've been talking about it for over a year with your support, and really, really thrilled that this time is finally here. We've sure been looking forward to it.
Well, it's definitely something not to be missed. That's what I'll say. And we're awfully glad that you're coming, Rick, and that you're going to be here. And I know you're going to be doing something up at the college while you're here as well, so some of the students will be able to talk with you, because to have a famous author of your stature coming to Astoria is quite fabulous. So thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you, Donna. We can't wait. Thank
All right. We'll see you soon. We'll see you Friday night. Okay.
Thanks,
so Rick Bass and Stellarondo at the Liberty Theater on Friday, March 8th. The show begins at 8 p.m. You can buy tickets at the Liberty Theater box office. It's open Tuesday through Saturday from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 2 hours before the performance. And the ticket prices are incredibly reasonable. And there are whispers, more than whispers, it appears that some of the friends of Stellarondo, Rick Bass and Stellarondo, who are members of Blind Pilot, are going to be kicking off the show Friday night with a few songs or an introduction. So it's always a surprise. So if you want to have an incredible surprise, Friday night, the Liberty Theater is where you want to be. I want to thank all of you who listen to this program. It's also a benefit. KMUN will be a recipient also and is benefiting from this performance. So for those of you who are KMUN fans, that's another wonderful reason to come and have this incredible experience. And it's for people of all ages. So I want to thank our engineer extraordinaire, Terry Wilson, and David Paul, who actually organized this for me today. And local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life and focus on those good things. Focus on expanding them, on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet.